Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, hello, hello. It's Kathy Love here from NACA Consulting, jumping into your ears for a few minutes on a different sort of topic today. I want to talk about leadership. Often I hear business owners talking about doing admin, and I would like to encourage doing admin to be on your swear jar. And every time you find yourself thinking or saying it, popping $2 in. That is a $2 statement. That means you're not thinking about what you're doing and potentially just elegantly sidestepping what you should be doing. And sitting in doing admin is a whole lot of magic. You are going to be doing, for sure, business management activities, business development activities, and I'm hoping, sitting here with my fingers crossed, that you're also doing some team leadership activities as well. And that is the big, bright, noisy topic for our conversation today on the podcast, amplifying your leadership skill set. I've seen business owners who are amazing managers. They're good at the operational day-to-day stuff, lose staff, struggle to gain staff, and really have many, many challenges on the team leadership side of things, and their businesses are highly compromised because of it. So management and leadership are really different skill sets. And whilst we're not going to so much compare them today, I've done other presentations on that at conferences and in blogs and all the rest of it. I really want to shine the light on what your leadership skill set needs to look like when you're running an allied health business. So I know many of you drive when you listen to these podcasts, so please don't take your hands off the road. But if you have a pen and paper handy, or if you're tapping away in front of a screen, what is your personal definition of leadership? Jot it down, take a moment, have a think. What is your personal definition of leadership? For me, it's a full gamut of definitions. Leaders for me are change agents. They're often very visionary and very future focused. They're more strategic. Remember, the managers are a bit more operational. Leaders are motivational and have an inspirational quality to them. They're innovative, creative, and they're really setting out with the belief of empowering others. Here's a couple of other leadership definitions for your consideration. This first one is from Dawson and McDonald, 2015, and they embrace the definition by Persona Global. Here's theirs. Leadership is the capacity to influence others to take appropriate actions. It's kind of nice and tight as well, isn't it? Now, many of you will know that Brené Brown has her new book out, and guess what? It's on leadership. Brené Brown, Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. I read this book in early November 2018, and at a rough count, there's probably at least 40 post-it notes hanging out of the sides of it, and many, many highlighted passages and stars and things as well. Brené Brown, Dare to Lead, Brave Work, Tough Conversations, Whole Hearts. It's absolutely fabulous. So here's Brené Brown's definition for your consideration. I define a leader as anyone who takes responsibility for finding the potential in people and processes and who has the courage to develop that potential. How good's that? Two really, really good definitions. So rather than kind of talk about leadership per se. I actually wanted to talk a bit about the accelerators of leadership and the strong factors as I've lived it, witnessed it, and as I hear it, that really help a business owner develop this leadership confidence, this leadership capability. So there's three accelerators as I see it: core confidence, optimistic culture, and intentional communication. And I'd just like to spend a quick minute or two on each one, just to kind of give you a flavor of what you can be weaving in to your leadership skill set with your allied health businesses where you are. So core confidence. What is core confidence? What is this about? Some of you may have read about the notion of bulletproof confidence, and for me that's a little harsh and actually a little unhelpful. Bulletproof confidence implies that you might be wearing armor, and that suggestion, feedback, criticism, conversation may hit your armor and bounce straight off. Core confidence, however, is the ability of complaints, comments, criticisms, questions, feedback, feed forward, coming in from the outside world and actually permeating your thinking and permeating your skin and giving you the opportunity to be transparent, reflective, and vulnerable. I guess I'm holding Brené Brown's book. Vulnerable is the word that springs to mind. So this core confidence is the ability to kind of step in and embrace it, sit in discomfort, have the necessary and tough conversations that we might need to have that will promote ourselves as people, but also promote our businesses and team performance as well. Core confidence to me also is about having that personal clarity about what you do and why you do it, and to be calm and confident and articulate about messaging that and sharing that commitment that you have to your values, your why, right across your team, your business, your customer focus as well. So I'm sitting here with my hands kind of, my fingers together, that your values, that of your team and your business, are really aligned and that you're living a real truth around all of that. Beautiful, beautiful, good stuff. So how does your core confidence show up at work? What might you have to do to really polish up your core confidence? Is there some work on identifying and living values? Is there some work on applying your personal values in as the foundation of your business? Is there some work on your team values that might need to happen? Totally okay if there is. That's life, that's business. And now might be a really cool time for you to consider all of that. The second accelerator of leadership is to be able to build and maintain an optimistic culture at your allied health business. So culture is critical. And so my suggestion for you is, how do you define the culture in your workplace? You might be a contractor or an employee or a business owner listening to this. So take a moment. How do you define the culture in your business or in the business that you work in? So with some definition around this culture, how does it infuse every aspect of the business? How does it show up online, on your website, on social media, presence on LinkedIn, presence on blogs, anywhere else? How does your business culture show up in your documents, in your conversation, in your one-on-ones, in your performance development opportunities? If it's not showing up in quite the way you want it to, that's okay. It could be that it needs a bit of your business love, might need a little bit of your leadership love to shine the light a little bit more brightly on all of that, and to think quite mindfully about how you want the culture to be and how you want it to be perceived. If you're answering this question about having an optimistic culture in your business and you're thinking, yeah, we're kind of progressing towards that, what is it that you're doing now that is sustaining that vibe of the thing? And then perhaps more importantly, what is it that you might need to be doing or even amplifying a bit to make sure that that organizational culture stays in place? So if we kind of think back on what I've been saying about optimistic culture, what's the definition of yours right now? Where is it at? How is it showing up in the workplace? What work do you need to do to perhaps define it and shine it a little? What are you doing right now to make sure it stays lit? And what might you need to do in the future to make sure that it is that beacon and that it is shining the light down the path ahead? So an interesting question to take to your team could be, what is our culture? What do we want it to be? How are we going to make this happen? How is it going to shine through in all that we do? The third accelerator of leadership is intentional communication. And I get that allied health business owners are busy, and I get completely been there, done that, that communication can get a little patchy at times, a little flaky, a little hit, a little miss. And that happens. And the really alert, aware allied health business owner notices when it's going a little awry. Okay, so how does communication work in your business? How does communication work coming in from the outside into your business? Is that as smooth and as silky as it could be? How does communication happen inside your business? Perhaps there's even a bit of an issue that in-house communications aren't as good as they could be. And then how does communication look leaving your business and going back out into the external world? And I guess I'm thinking of phone calls, emails, reports, letters, social media, all of that good stuff. So is it clear in all your communications that your beliefs are identified, that your attitudes are bright and consistent? Do you have a guide in terms of the language that is used, both in-house and for communications going from in-house to out to the external world? Do you have some policies and procedures about this good stuff? You as the manager, have you thought about the policies and procedures you need in place? Better still, the beliefs that you need in place for how you communicate during one-on-one conversations. How you communicate when you're sending information out to everybody in the business. How your communication will look when you're contacting and communicating with specific groups within your business. Do you have a really regular, predictable rhythm to the communications that go out? Do you have an in-house notice board, an in-house newsletter? Do you have a site where you can all communicate on certain topics online? Would this even be helpful? What do you have in place by way of face-to-face meetings? What is the tone and vibe and belief system sitting behind them? What do you have in place by way of virtual communications and virtual meeting places? So it might sound like a fair bit of work. Hopefully it won't be. Have you ever stepped a couple of meters back and looked at how communication works in your business? Have you ever mapped it? Have you ever put it out in a mind map? And what have you done to date? And potentially, what could you do in the future to manage all of those communications? To have a whole plan for how information works in your business. The human factor, the online factor, the real factor, the virtual factor, so on and so forth. I think you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to leave you to dwell on that. A lot of value for you to map and manage your communication pathways. So they are the three accelerators of leadership as I'm currently hearing and thinking and reading and listening. And this is pulling from a few different schools of thought, including the very marvelous Brené Brown. I'm just patting her book now here. It's with me while I talk. I also want to alert you to a couple of other interesting sources of information as I've discovered in recent times. I'm wondering what you guys are up with in regards to emotional intelligence. This is also an amazing part of really cool, calm, and effective leadership. Travis Bradbury, without doubt, is one of the thought leaders in this space. He's got a couple of books. Emotional Intelligence 2.0, I believe, is out. He's super active on LinkedIn and on social media. And it may well be an interesting read for you to add to your leadership and to draw his wisdom and add that to your leadership toolbox sooner rather than later. There's also another book by David Rock, who is a coach, and his book, Quiet Leadership, Six Steps to Transforming Performance at Work. Also an interesting, somewhat dense, but very detailed read as well. David Rock is also the author of the SCARF model, S-C-A-R-F model, which pops up in coaching and leadership commentary quite a lot as well. Simon Sinek, you know I'm a fan. Anything from Simon Sinek is well worth listening to, watching, or reading. He's particularly prolific on YouTube and his TED Talks and has lots of pearls of wisdom there for us. And then finally, Jim Collins' Good to Great is a famous book, and it's got a bit of time on it now, but it is still so, so, so applicable. So in closing out this conversation, a quick little summary. Please don't let your leadership skills get too dusty. They are a critical part of running a really successful allied health business. And I guess by way of definition of a leader, there are quite a few out there. I've encouraged you to develop your own, and I've encouraged you to have a bit of a read and gather some business intelligence from other people as well. As I see it, there are three standout accelerators for strong leadership, core confidence, optimistic culture, and intentional communication. And I've got you thinking, hopefully, about how you show up across those three accelerators and what you may need to do. We're all learning. There's always something new to do. And then drawing your attention to a couple of other resources that may be of interest as well. Travis Bradbury, Brené Brown, Jim Collins, David Rock, and Simon Sinek. Alrighty, over and out for this episode. I hope you found that useful. You know where I am if you want to chat further about leadership. I am all ears for that conversation. Have a good one. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.